Quote from Paul, "Will you purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he, Jesus, is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation." Unquote. As Paul reminds us, prophecy is not a goal or ambition. Prince did not plan to be a prophet. Prophets are called when they're needed. That Prince was needed is evidenced by the New Testament he's given us, speaking of it as the new translation in the Rainbow Children, by the fact that it so clearly addresses powers, tactics, and strategies of suppression of Jesus's, by implication, anti-state message. Evidenced by Paul's being derailed continuously by Paul. Excuse me. Evidenced by Paul's being derailed continuously by power through their use of a combination of tactics, twisting and contorting Jesus's anti-state message, Jesus's anti-state teachings into a state collaborating religion, turning his love emphasis into grim commandments and mindless obedience, using sex against us by its heavy use of surveilling, undermining, and information gathering agents, being the three most prominent. And by the more than 2,000 years of Paul, the Paul sent to represent for Jesus, and for them together to free us, lying fallow, of no one pointing out the freedom from rule, from false power they were extending to us. 2,000 years. Is pretty strong evidence we needed Prince to address those things. And this is a signature example, a proof of the truth of Proudhon's and of our sexumvirates as a whole. Point that our power of reflection frees us from false power, and the flip to it, that power exists by keeping us ignorant. That there has been no discussion for millennia of Paul's and Jesus' strategy for freeing us. It feels as well almost like revelation, a key certainly to Paul's observation, "Judge nothing before the time." When we consider what freedom means, every one of us thinking, using our power of reflection authentically. Jesus' by implication anti-state message. This power of thinking it through is what we were referring to in our April 1st, 2018 show, in our recollection that Frank Moore described his strategy for our achieving our freedom, for finally getting, and I think we'd agree that this way of putting it, our love transformation, he would agree with. He described as sneaky his strategy to counter the way of the bandits, I think we can add here, which, based on what he said when I asked him to define it, in retrospect, I suspect is a roundabout way in that also meant getting people thinking. Prince would call this showing them, and Emily Dickinson telling the truth slant, and Proudhon reform, and Paul might call it emulation. Jesus could also be described as being sneaky in the sense we're using it here, that is, requiring us to think it through. When he was asked whether his law allowed him to give tribute to Caesar, he answered, "Show me a penny. Whose image is on it?" They replied, "Caesar's." To which Jesus said, we're quoting from our May 15, 2016 show, "General Social Liquidation," Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. That's from St. Luke 20:25, which sounds so much like Proudhon's system decommissioning strategy, which he calls reform, and in the same way works indirectly and might be called sneaky, because power knows that once we own ourselves, it's game over for all their ignoble plans to replace God, the infinite, in our understanding as our source. And so the focus of our ambitions